Shalom, brothers and sisters. I welcome you once again this morning to our daily devotional program. By the grace of God, I still want us to continue from where we had left yesterday. Before we do that, shall we pray? Precious Heavenly Loving Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I come before the throne of mercy, Lord Jesus Christ, this morning, pleading for your grace, even O Lord Jesus Christ, to be upon us, O my Father, as we approach your word. I commit your children under the hands of my Savior. You know the depths of their hearts, O Savior, Lord. You know, my Savior, Master, what, O God, each one of them, even O my Father, requires from thee. How I pray that, Lord Jesus Christ, you may even, Lord, provide, O my Father, according to your perfect will. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for this opportunity which thou hast given unto us, O my Father, even to have a little sharing on your word. How I pray that, Lord Jesus Christ, may you come down, Father, and share with us, O God. For this is the bread of life, and thou art the only one who can break it for us, O my Savior. Bless your children, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive us of all our trespasses, O my Savior. We thank you, my Master. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. I just want us to have a little time again to continue from the verse where we had left from. Now, seeing that, brother, I want you to bear with me, for we say that seeing we have all those things that we mentioned with us, then we have no excuse. It behooves us actually to do what the Bible wants us to do, or it forces us. It is a must that if we truly have the living God with us, if we truly have the true tabernacle, if we truly have the courage to go into the Holy of Holies, then actually we have to do, or we have to walk according to what the scriptures tell us. I want us to turn to the following verse, which was verse 24, after we saw that the second thing, that let us hold fast the profession of our faith. And number one, we said, let us draw near with a true heart. Now, I want us to see in verse 24, the Bible says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works. Brethren, I want us also to cast our minds there and deeply think about this scripture here, especially in the age we are living in. Now, seeing that God has given us the grace which has opened our eyes, and the word of God has enlightened us, and we are no longer walking as a people who are guessing, not knowing where they are going to or where they have come from. Now, brethren, I want you also to consider what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He says that, know also that in the last days, there shall be perilous times. These perilous times shall be for people, or men shall be lovers of themselves, proud and boasters, high-minded, and so many other things is mentioning. So when here we see the Bible telling us that let us consider one another, to me it rings into my heart seriously. Because this is a time where you find it very, very difficult for one to consider another one. It is very, very difficult to find people walking in humility. And seeing that the scripture has already told us that this is the day when actually people shall be high-minded. People shall be lovers of themselves. And if they be lovers of themselves, then it is so easy for them not to have a position in their hearts for another person. It is so easy to find out that we are living in a day of pride. It is not easy to find people walking in humility. But as Christians, it behooves us, Bible says, to consider one another, to provoke unto love and unto good works. My brother and my sister, there's no way we can say that we are waiting for the rapture, or the rapture is going to take place very soon, when actually we are seeing people in the condition and the state they are in. What people call love today, if you read the message, it is so clear and evident that the scripture which says in the last days, for the love of many shall wax cold, it has come actually to happen in this day. We are seeing a lot of coldness. We are seeing a lot of touchiness. We are seeing people becoming indifferent. We are seeing so many pushes and pulls here and there. But according to the scripture, it behooves us to have the love of God towards each one of us for us to make it. Love is something which is very, very, very difficult to achieve if we are not going to walk perfectly according to the will of God. And we know that the Bible tells us we cannot say that we love God whom we have not seen if we do not love one another. And also the Lord Jesus Christ left us with that commission, saying that all this commandment, we love one another, for by this the world shall know, or shall be able to know, that we are his. Brother and sister, it is not just a matter of saying by mouth or just by lips. We need to show the aspect of love right from the depths of our hearts, patterned by the grace of God. And if we show forth the projection of love towards one another, the Bible says, and let us provoke unto love, to provoke, to stimulate, to do something which can make somebody be pushed towards the love. And this is something which each one of us is supposed to undertake. It makes, you know, love makes one to bear one another's burdens. Love will make one not to look for mistakes, but it will make us see the value of each one of us. Love will push us towards this true worship. Love will make us actually to make somebody draw closer to God. And there's no way we can even reach the world, which is perishing, if we cannot show forth love towards them. Love is the perfect bond that makes Christians live together. Love is actually the greatest thing somebody can have. And when we have love, remember the Bible says, God is love. There's no way you can have God and not have love. The Bible says that in the first book of John, chapter 4, verses 18, that where there's love, there's no fear. Brethren, today we are living in a situation where fear has actually entered into the hearts of many people. There's a lot of things around us which are causing a lot of fear, both circumstances internally and externally. People are living a fearful life. And remember, as I said, Timothy says, perilous times shall be experienced in the last days. So every corner you look at, every place you go, everything around us causes the fear in our hearts. And also the Bible says that in the last days, men's hearts shall fail for fear because of those things that shall come upon them. And remember, the Bible also says that where there is love, then there's no fear. For love casts away fear. Brother and sister, there's no way we are going to make it without love. There's no way we can draw near or closer to our Maker without love within us. It is nothing which can bring us together in perfect unity, in a perfect harmony, other than love. For the Bible says, it is the bond that perfects us. Brother and sister, we can pretend to come together maybe because of money, because of friendship, because of businesses, because of politics and many other things. But this cannot make us stay even longer. Money will come to a point where people will disagree because of money. You can have friends, but it can come a time where friendship ceases. Brother and sister, but the Bible says the only thing that can bind us together, the only bonding unit that we can have, it is love. Where there is love, then we will be having a perfect union. Where there is love, there is perfect fellowship. Where there is love, there is joy. Where there is love, there is godliness. Where there is love, there is tolerance. And brother and sister, we are living at a time where people cannot be able to bear one another. We are living in the days where everybody thinks he is all in all. My brother and my sister, it's a deception to see how we are saying that we are waiting for the coming of the Lord, yet we are not seeing people becoming so much as one person. And remember, the Bible says, we have to have perfect love for us to make it, or for us to be found in heaven. My brothers and my sisters, this morning, I want us to look at this issue in a very serious aspect. It is only love that makes people stay together for a longer time. For example, when you see a husband and a wife staying until they grow old, my brother, my sister, it does not mean that these people, they don't have weaknesses. A husband has got his own weakness. A wife has got her own weaknesses. But they bear one another because of love. Sometimes you wonder how people make to live together, yet they be a people of different character apart. But when there's love in between them, this love does not see or seek for mistakes. This love will always supersede any other thing within them. And that is why you see, brothers, for us all even to stay as a church or as the children of God together in harmony, in unity, love must prevail. And the Bible says, then it will make us bear one another's burdens. It will make us actually consider one another. It will make you think of yourself of lesser than the other brother. And that is why, brethren, we have to know that where there is truth, then God will be will always provide the Spirit of Christ to create love within us. My brother, my sister, I want you to realize that if we are not going to have the perfect love spoken in the Bible, then we should be able to know that actually the coming of the Lord will be a surprise unto many of us. And that is why it is a high time we need to humbly go before God, to ask God to provide us with humility, so that we may walk before God in the manner that God expects us to walk in. Let us consider one another to be of value. Brothers and sisters, Bible says we are members of one body. And there's no day a member or a particular organ in a body will despise another particular part. And that is why, my brethren, it's very important to know that each one of us in the house of God, each one of us in the body of Jesus Christ, is of value. And together, then we come to build up the body or the church of the living God. The book of Colossians, which we shall read, I want us to turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Oh, brother and sister, it is a very difficult moment that we are living in. A time where nobody wants actually to be seen as somebody who is taking a low estate. For the Bible says people shall be high-minded. You walk all over, you find people puffed up. You go to churches, you find everybody knows it all. And that is why you are seeing a lot of strife here and there. But where there is love, people embrace each other. Colossians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. I'll read. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And my brothers and sisters, there is no way somebody can accept correction if he does not have love. There is no way somebody can correct another person if he does not love that person. We are lacking the issue of correction because we do not have love. And when the Bible says, let us provoke one another unto love, it means all God knows very well that without love, we cannot move anywhere. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 to 3, which we shall also read, Ephesians chapter 4 verses 1 to 3, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation to which ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is a hurdle in the life of most of the Christians today. Long suffering, forbearing one another in love. This is something so difficult to most of us. It has become a great hurdle in our life to bear one another. Brother, sister, there is no man who does not have weaknesses. There is no man who does not have shortcomings. But when we see that, the Bible says we need to forbear, to long, forbearing for long with one another. And it's not going to be easy because you can't do it carnally and make it. It takes the Spirit of God. It takes the hand of God in our lives for us to have this with us. Brother, sister, we need not to have the spirit of looking for mistakes. We need not to have the spirit of pulling and pushing. But we need to provoke one another unto this love affair so that the church of God may be united together. For us to make it, brother, and overcome, this is an army which needs unity. It's an army which each and every soldier needs to impress one another. And I want to thank God that the Spirit of the Lord is bringing the children of God together so that we can move as a powerful army even unto conquering the enemy. Brother and sister, as I pray with you this morning, let us ask God humbly to give us humility. Brothers, in the days of the Bible, we saw how even great preachers like Apollos and the rest, they could even come down and listen to people like Priscilla and Aquila. For the Bible tells us this man was eloquent enough. He was a man who was so much educated and learned in the scriptures. But when Brother Branham says when he went and preached in Ephesus, Paul was not there. But they listened to him, and after his preaching, They went, I mean Priscilla and Aquila went and talked to him. He did not actually puff up the way some of us are puffing up today. You cannot be spoken to. You can't listen to any other preacher because you think you're the only superior preacher or somebody above any other. Brother and sister, we need to love one another. We need to be a people. Love will make you listen. Love will make you respect one another. Love will make you take a lower position and accept even correction. May God help us, my brethren. As we approach this word of God, let us have humility. Let us have, even in the house of God, respect to one another. Let us consider each one of us to be valuable in the house of God. May God help us. It is only love that can bind us together. It's only love that can keep us together until eternity. Brother and sister, I say, wealth or money or any other thing, not even friendship, can keep people for a longer time. But love, the Bible says, is a bond that unites us together. The Bible also says, let us now endeavor to keep the spirit of unity amongst us. May God bless each and every servant of His. May God bless each and every child of His for coming together and fellowshipping together. Brother, it is not a small issue for us to have this fellowship, although it's over little time, but it's very important. It shows the attitude which we are having of coming together and fellowshipping together, irrespective of the places we are from, irrespective of the faith we are holding on. Brother and sister, sometimes it is so much shameful to find out even in the message. You find churches are built upon differences, which is not a good thing. May God help us and open our eyes to see more than the way we are seeing today. God bless you as we shall continue. The Lord give us grace to see more of these things. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, as you begin your day. Amen.